More grace to everybody this morning. What a mighty God we serve. You don't know how excited I am and how much I've anticipated November the 1st. I have been anticipating the month of November because I know by the Spirit of grace that the month of November, we are in the fall months. I believe in the fall months, we've not yet hit December. I'm sorry, we've not yet hit our winter, but we're in the fall months. And I know that this is a time of harvest. And I am so excited about intercession this morning. I would that you would go ahead and call everyone you need to call. And listen, we're going to be praying for the next probably 18 to 20 days. As you know, the 16th to the 18th, we'll be having a shut-in at the church in Charlotte. But I have been commissioned by the Spirit of God to make November our month, our time of consecration. I'm going to go ahead and say to you now that our fasting will not start until November the 7th is when our fasting is going to begin. But I want you to let's begin to pray and really tap into God in the month of November. I beseech you to come away from your carnality. Come away from your TVs and your phones. And again, starting on the 7th of November, I'll be writing and letting all of the churches know what we're fasting from, how we're fasting, what we're going to do. But I want to ask of you to really take this time of consecration very, very seriously. I am so excited about prayer this morning and for the month of November. Even myself am feeling that tugging by the Spirit of God. And you that are friends of God and you that spend time with Him and commune with Him, I believe the Spirit of God has been pulling on you. Amen. Pulling on you to get in that secret place and to spend time with Him. So I'm excited about this morning. This is our time of intercession. We know that things happen when we begin to pray. Things shift, things turn, things move when we begin to pray. And God has commissioned us to pray at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. So again, you know, you got to call this number and get in early. And let's do it because, you know, probably by tomorrow, this line is going to be jammed. You'll be unable to get in. I would tell you to tell your coworkers, tell your friends, tell your family, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, all of those the need to get on this line and pray. You know why we pray? Because we know that prayer gives God authorization to act on our behalf. You know that God can do nothing until somebody prays. Prayer is that divine invitation that summons the throne of God to step out of eternity into time. And until somebody prays, God can do nothing. So we're going to have to give ourselves the prayer, and we're going to pray a little differently this time, because prayer isn't something that we do when we feel like it, and it's not something we do every now and then. But we know that prayer is a necessity. Now, this is me doing prayer corporately with you all, but I have built a life of, hallelujah, I have built a life of prayer and consecration and spending time with the Lord and praying. And most people don't even know my prayer time or when I pray, because the scripture declares that what thou doest in secret, He will reward you openly. But you're going to have to get a passion to pray, because prayer is the lifeline of the believer. It's the engine oil, amen, in the life of the believer. And if you stop praying, guess what will happen? You're going to damage your engine. Just like if you stop putting oil in that car and you don't get an oil change, that engine is going to be destroyed. Well, the same way that happens with a natural car is the same thing that happens with your spiritual life, your prayer life. If you don't pray, your life will be destroyed. And I believe that prayerlessness is the very reason that witches and warlocks and demons and devils are able to invade the church and run so rampantly, because we have lost our prayer lives. And listen, we are dealing with a very serious situation, because every religion has a constant prayer life. I told you this all the time. Islam prays 5 times a day. Jews pray 3 times a day. And the reason the church is not strong, because we don't pray. There are no signs. There are no miracles. There's no breakthrough because we don't pray. And we need to be taught, all right? We need to get a revelation of who we are, all right? There is nothing that moves heaven like prayer, all right? If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and what? Pray. That is exactly right. So I'm saying these things for a reason, because we're getting ready to get some things accomplished in the spirit. This is the month of November. And because this is the month of November, guess what we're going to do? We're going to speak to the month of November. Are you listening to me? Yes. We're going to command November to be a great month. Everything that we expecting, everything that belongs to us, everything that we're supposed to have. We are believing God that in the month of November, that God is going to grant unto us everything that we desire. And I believe it's the word of God in Job that declares that we can decree a thing and it shall be established. And you know what the scripture declares also in that same Job. Over there in, what is that, Lord? What scripture is that? Give me a minute. Let me find. I think it's Job 38. Job chapter 38. Get your Bibles real quick. Job chapter 38. We're going to tell you this quickly, and then we're going to get right into prayer. But that's Job chapter 38, verse 12. And you know what it says. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place? All right? So we're going to pray. And we're going to pray some early morning prayers. Now, always remember this, that we believe that when you want things to happen for you, you pray that when the sun's going up. And things that you want to go away from you, you pray that when the sun is going down. And let me tell you something. Early morning prayer has the power to bring good news, and it has the ability to avert any wicked plans that have been sent against you on that day. You need to get a constant life of prayer, because prayer in the morning can refresh you. It can recharge you, all right? It'll help you stay connected. Prayer is the key, and we're going to command our day. We're going to command it today, and we're believing God for supernatural breakthrough. Are you listening to me? So we're going to pray. Halabashande, right now, where you are, open your mouth. You that have your heavenly language, lift your voice and begin to pray in the spirit. Melelele mandale ketolo. Mondele kivaladasa, zinuni mi enfele de klesta, ilala lebeke shamandala kosa, mila mandala kosa, eleve andala kia, minono mosotoro robokuta, lebandi libikidala bahasha, janzele ve klesa la mondo, robokosha, menkale mi andele bekiza, I lalabasha, okobo shande. Arabandele bekita la manda la cosa, vili vi andele ve clestolo lo mond, guga de bi, lega desh dele andalacus, Uvandele esanoya, esanunemi endele kitana, lakadule be anfele de lace, istolomonda, haba, habrondolo ukubush, enfele de lace talemantolo makulala, ilege benjele be clefala dos, unzala bahata, rapantala, umbabababababa, shaya, halamandala kosa, Yela bahasia lebrondolo kutala mahasha. Lift your voice right where you are and begin to pray in your heavenly language. Right where you are, lift your voice and pray in the spirit. Mike mendele kesha lakashuna lemandili kizaya zalolo moshe teleme lemandele kevaladundele mie menunemi ikasa. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue. All right. The Bible declares he speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. The Bible says that he that prayeth in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Come on. Edify yourself. Helebeshe. Build yourself up, Jude 20, on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Kalabasha balabasha. Lebele bandalekosa. Zeleve kotalamanda, ilabasha talamande, elabandele kizo, mulalalamanda lakia, mendele kevele diantalamo, munini mi enfele de kles, zakalush, ulubu ukmush, ike menfele alavasi, zilavoko sele, elele me shali, Elele me shali, ilebe ekamo, mukatia, mukatian talama, lebanzala gisto, okobansi, enfele de klesta, ilolo mokutaya, embe kide efegi, efegedehi anjala kukasi, ile jankala, Kanjele kelebe ansunu ulampala di ista. Indelebe ekotolo kukunkulimi ikala. Lakadish elabasha helamando. This is the first day of the month. And we are declaring that November, we are taking authority over this month. Are you listening to me? We are taking authority over the month of November. We are canceling the plans of the enemy concerning our life in the month of November. Every plan of every witch, every warlock, every demonic power, we are canceling the plans of the wicked, hallelujah, concerning our lives. In the month of November, raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the month of November concerning my life, and I declare that November will be a good month. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. I thank you that according to your word, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. I thank you that according to your word, it is written, it has been established in the heavens where your word is forever settled, that I have whatever I say, and I decree and declare by divine authority. I decree and declare as your son, and I speak from the heavenlies and declare that the month of November, oh glory, will be a good month. It will be a month of divine favor. It will be a month of increase, a month of turnaround, a month of change. I decree in the name of Jesus that in the month of November, I will see the favor of God released in my life. I take authority over every day in the month of November, for I know that there are 30 days in the month of November, and I declare that all 30 days will be good days for me in the name of Jesus. I cancel any scheme. I cancel any plan of the enemy to torture, to harass, to buffet and to torment my life in the month of November. And I command a divine release and I command a divine increase for me in the month of November. Satan, stay your hand. Stay your hand. By the word of God, your word declares that out of the mouth and babes thou hast perfected praise, that thou mightest steal the avenger. I command the avenger to be stealed. I command the adversary to be stealed. I command the witch, the liar, the soothsayer to be stealed. I command those who desire to hurt me and oppress me and destroy my life, I command you to be stealed. I steal your hand. I silence your plan. I cancel your agenda. I avert whatever you have planned, whatever you plan to do by divine authority. I take authority over the month of November and declare, Ke Mushna Ele Mandala Kosa. Ilala babosha, hambi bibi o ck, hindele behekomosha, and declare that this will be a great month, a month of supernatural greatness, a month of healing, a month of deliverance, a month of breakthrough. I cancel premature death in my life, in the life of my family. I cancel premature death in the life of those connected to KCC, in the life of those in Houston, in Charlotte, and in Jacksonville, and all those who are under my covering in CCIF, every pastor, every leader, every minister, every deacon, Ikalabasha, every man, woman, boy, or girl, every child that is under my care, that is under my spear, by divine authority, I declare that the month of November will be a great month in their life. I declare no bad news this month, no bad news this month, no bad news in the month of November. Uba ba 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 shata rebere de banda la kusa le mandili ki kantono mosa le mandele ke shala la ba 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 shatolo bo kun kuntini ni miye minuni mi andele ve klesta la kazia zinuni li andele ve klefa la donzia mi kaladashna banfane banfane ne me le mandili ki anza nuni li vele e kanzula ataya branka Lili me Christi be undulu kushna, handala kosaya, hey baba shata, lift your voice and begin to pray. Right where you are, and command the month of November to be a great month for your children, a great month for your pastor, a great month for your church, a great month for your daughters, for your son, for your husbands and your wives. Command this to be a great month. Kandele beshe, good news, great news. I thank you that I will experience favor this month. I thank you that doors of increase will be released upon me this month, and in the name of Jesus, I draw upon every heavenly resource that belongs to me this month, every resource that belongs to me, every aneme keshaya. All finance, all resources, all help that is supposed to help me in this month, I draw on it. I call it in and I command helpers to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And I declare that the month of November is a good month. It's a great month. It's a powerful month. Hey, hey, Basha, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, shandiri debe, ilalalale bandale be kola mandala kasaya. Oh, I feel good this morning. I feel good this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to pray. Lift your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Say in the name of Jesus, I declare that everything is working for me in the month of November. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, by divine authority, I declare and I decree that all the elements of this month will cooperate with me in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus that all elements, water, halabasha, oil, gas, winds, dirt, trees, land, whatever it is, all elements, I command you to cooperate with me this month in the name of Jesus. I decree that every elemental force that and I declare, I hear you, Lord, that every elemental force will refuse to cooperate with my enemies this day in the name of Jesus. I speak to the sun, I speak to the moon, I speak to the stars, and I declare that in the month of November, you will not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. You will not smite my family. You will not smite my church. You will not smite those who are connected to me, because all elements are working in my favor in the name of Jesus. Ilelebe keshalamanda robo saluma. I retrieve this month out of the hands of my enemies. I retrieve this month out of the hands of those who desire my demise in the month of November. Every individual who is scheming and planning my demise in the month of November, I retrieve this month from you and declare that your plan is made null and void. And in the name of Jesus, this is a good month. I will rejoice in it. I will be glad. I will rejoice in it. I will be glad. I will rejoice in it. I will be glad. I will dance this month. I will rejoice this month. Halabashadia. Hilalabasha. I feel God's anointing. I will rejoice this month. I will be glad this month. I will have favor this month. I will be promoted this month. I will be elevated this month. I will be pushed this month. I will be taken to deeper realm and higher heights this month. I will see things I've never seen before. I will hear things I've never heard before. For this is my month. I command this month to work for me. I speak ukubasha to the womb of November and declare that whatever is in eternity that belongs to me, that is sitting in the womb of time for the month of November, I command November to give birth. November, I command you to give birth. I speak to the womb of November and I command you to give birth. I speak to the womb of November and I command you to give birth to everything that belongs to me, every house, every property, every piece of land, halabashada, yambiosika, every finance, all influence, all connections that I'm supposed to receive in the month of November, I command November, give birth. Give birth, give birth, give birth. I command November to give birth. I command November to give birth. Give birth for my good. Give birth for my good. Give birth in the life of my family. Give birth in the life of the church. Give birth in the life of those in Houston, in Charlotte, in Jacksonville. I command November to give birth. Mukusha, le mandili kiala, la 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 bashatolomo, robo satuni mi enfile. Declase Zikalanta lama Hasaya Zanunimi Andele Eshta Eshta lama Robo Satule me Enkele Bede Lalalebekasa Zulolobo Hukamaya Yandele Kisaya. And I command it to be a good month. I command it to be a great month. I command it to be a month of excellence. And I declare that every demonic midwife that is sitting at the womb of November to abort my promise to kill what is supposed to come out, I send fire to every demonic midwife. I send fire to the plans of the enemy. And I command November, a good month, a great month, a powerful month, in the name of Jesus. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, shakala mandele kebo, mulandili biosa, inananamosa, eneme shekeredimo, hunda ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- the first day of November. There are 30 days this month. You are sanctifying every day this month. $PBCJR. Now you don't play. This is the first. All right? This is the first. And always remember Romans 11:16. If the first fruit be holy, then the whole lump is holy. You give God the first. Always hear me good. You give him the first. This is the first day. This is the first day of the month. If you sanctify the first day, then you sanctify the month. Did you hear that? If you sanctify the first day, you sanctify the month. So you need to sanctify this day. And you have no, I'm telling every person under the sound of my voice that has $30 to your name on the 1st of November, today, you are sowing that seed right now. $PBCJR. You're giving it now. You need to give it for your children. And hear me by the Spirit of grace. You're not just sowing it for your youth. You need to sow it for your son. You need to sow it for your daughter. Come on here. You need to sow it for your business. You need to sow a $30 seed for your daughter, for your son, for your mother, for your father, whoever you are. You need to give this seed because, again, as I told you, hallelujah. If the first lump be holy, then the whole lump will go. If the first fruit is holy, then the whole lump is going to be holy. And this month of November is going to be a great month. We're consecrating ourselves. We're giving ourselves the intercession. We're giving ourselves the prayer. We're going to pray again tonight at 6 o'clock this evening. You need to tell everybody to get in on this prayer line and to get in early because God's going to do something powerful in prayer. This is going to be a great month, a powerful month, an excellent month. We're consecrating ourselves. We're giving ourselves to God. Hola ba shakala ma leboso tole mandele kiala. Sow your seed now. Do not hesitate. This is the first. You are sowing a $30 seed because there are 30 days in the month of November. You're sowing a $30 seed. What are you waiting on? $PBCJR. If you have to mail it in, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. BrianCarn.org, BrianCarn.com. You can sow it. Hallelujah. But everybody right now needs to go to your Cash App and sow that seed of $30. Everybody, hallelujah, hallelujah. So that seed, three of you are going to give 300. I just heard that. Now, this is the first day of the month. This is the first day of the month. This is the first day of the month. Don't hold back, because if the first fruit be holy, then the whole lump is going to be holy. God's been really dealing with me about that scripture, and I'll be teaching on it very soon. I love you so much. We got prayer at 6 o'clock. Tonight we have Bible study in Charlotte. Amen. We're excited about what the Lord is doing, but I'm challenging everybody, everybody, everybody under the sound of my voice to sow that $30 seed and consecrate the month of November. Halabasha. Heramandele kemosita. And I declare over you good news this month. I cancel every bad report. I dismantle all bad news and declare that this month will be a great month and you will only hear good news. I declare it, I decree it, and it is so. I look forward to praying with you again this evening. I am so excited about the month of November, because November is going to be a good month. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. And remember, because God is the greatest power, guess what? You will never be defeated. I love you so much. 6 o'clock. Don't miss it. We'll pray this evening. More grace. Hola mandele be calabasita. Hoba shakande be. Sow that seed. I'm telling you, sow that seed now. $PBCJR. $30. $30. Some three of y'all giving 300. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. You're blessed. More grace. Hola ba shakile.